Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the House.
Did he say perusing?
Carousing.
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 Carousing. I saw you perusing
with
the
Sanderson
pantry yesterday.
Ford.
What can I eat? It's too hot.
Yeah. We're here talking about shifting your eating habits, either by time of consumption or type of consumption, to not allow this new energy utility plan that's in place to have you gain the same 5 pounds that I've gained by moving my supper time from 7 or 7:30 to 8:30 or 9. I will tell you this. It has resulted in me eating less.
Because you know you got to go to bed.
Because I'm going right to bed. So my portions are smaller, but eating that late and virtually going straight to bed. I mean, I know there's been an occasion or two I've actually fallen asleep in the middle of dinner. I get in my recliner and I pull up the little tray and I eat dinner in front of the TV. And there's been a couple times at an 8:35 dinner serving. I'll wake up 40 minutes later and everything's cold.
Great.
I know.
Learn how to eat cold food.
But then I zap it and I finish eating it.
Go to bed at that point.
Yeah, right. We're talking about what to and what not to eat when you're eating that late, how maybe to shift to eating earlier, how we've talked a little bit about prepping, and now with my daughter, Katie Stumbo, who also happens to be our personal trainer, who has helped me trim 10 pounds down, keeps me in shape for my Grand Canyon hike every year, other strategies for success in the kitchen and the pantry.
Okay. So I've said this before, I'll say it again and again. It all comes down to pre-planning, okay? Coming into the end of the last segment, I was talking about cooking last Sunday and all the meals that I made. Each of those meals that I made, I left enough in the refrigerator for the week. But I made it more than that. So then I wrap some and froze some and throw it in the freezer. So maybe this coming Sunday, it's a holiday, maybe I don't want to spend the time cooking. I have 5 or 6 meals in the freezer ready to just pull out during the week, ready to go, okay? There's all sorts of ideas on how to do that. There's people who spend one whole day a month cooking and freezing everything. That's really not my thing. But if I'm going to make a dinner, it's no extra work to make 2 dinners and freeze one.
Well, do I get any credit when I'm not planning and not prepping and not carrying my lunch with me? Mm-hmm. I've gone from a Dave's double with cheese and order of fries to just a Dave single, huh? How about that? Would that work?
Nope, nope. Okay, so here's the thing. You live in Scottsdale. You have no excuses to eat crap.
I've gone from 2 patties to 1 patty.
No.
And I don't do the French. Ouch!
Yeah,
and I
don't that was do so the, satisfying.
I don't do the French fries.
Oh, I keep threatening that was as good as I thought it was going to be, slapping
that
you. Yeah, I should have. You have too many good options. You go into Sprouts and you go to their deli counter. They've got salads. They've got great salads. They have that salad bar that's about $8.99 a pound. So you can put a salad on there. You can put a little scoop of the quinoa salad they have on there. They have some fermented vegetables. You can put a little scoop on there. You can have a great meal for about $9 that's really healthy and right there for you. It's cooked, it's there, it's done.
And $10 worth of burger at one of the joints doesn't even fill you up.
Well, because then that equates to high blood pressure medications and cholesterol medications and doctor's visits. And
so, Gary,
so that $10 hamburger is really expensive.
Gary, are you and I going to start running your Sprouts for lunch and get our one, how much salad did you say it was?
A pound
of salad?
So who eats a pound of salad?
I don't know. That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. You know, so you can get there's just too many good options. If you are dedicated and you are focused and you really want to eat healthy, we have too many great options. Fry's does a great job with their pre-prep cooking counter.
Well, your little sister's forcing me to get focused.
Which Carol? For the wedding? Wedding photos?
For the wedding.
All the in-laws are dying.
Baby Carol's announced wedding in December. And we found out the whole other side, the groom side of the family are all on starvation diets to look good.
Well, we don't have to do that.
So now I'm totally focused. I will not be the heaviest person at the wedding.
Awesome.
You and me center stage walking your girl down the aisle.
Uh-huh. So it's just too easy to make the right choices. You have to, we're in Scottsdale. We don't live in Missouri where everything, you know, we were, my family and I were in Missouri a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, for the state fair, baby.
And we went into
fried
this restaurant.
Yeah,
well,
ding-dongs.
So we went into this restaurant. I had pre-shopped the menu and I'd picked out this restaurant. Bruce wanted barbecue in Kansas City. And I looked at a couple of the restaurants he picked out, and I picked out the one that there was food I would eat on it. It was a spinach salad with pickled red onions and warm goat cheese and grilled chicken. I'm like, this sounds fantastic. So we go. I love pickled red onions. We go, and I order the salad and the warm goat cheese.
Yeah.
I'm air quoting that because that's exactly what the menu said. Came out as a deep fried puck slapped right on top of the salad.
But I like that. We had that in Europe. That's very good.
Okay. The menu didn't even say deep fried.
It was assumed.
It was assumed. It was fried. And that's not the way it is in Scottsdale and Paradise Valley and Phoenix. You have good options. You just have to pick them.
I don't know. Look at the skeptical face, Katie.
So you've been trying to talk me into this empty 30 diet.
Whole 30.
It's whole 30.
It's empty 30.
No. Yeah. Another one.
He kept asking me, well, is this on there? Is that on? I said, honey, look. So I printed off the list and I hung it up on the cupboards.
Okay.
But he doesn't want to read that. He just wants to argue with me about why. Like, why would you have a potato, Katie, if you can't have butter on it?
Okay, but you can have ghee on it.
Ghee.
It's clarified butter. It's butter. It's butter with the dairy taken out. It's a very stable fat. It's good for you, and it's going to last, okay? And it has a high heat point, okay? So if you go to one of those fancy restaurants and they tell you they're grilling a piece of meat on 1,700 degrees or whatever it is, and you're like, with all this butter, you're like, how'd the butter not burn? It's because they're using ghee. There's no dairy in it to burn. It's just this pure, I call it liquid gold. Beautiful fat. I have a tutorial on my Facebook page on how to make it.
And quite frankly, Gary, did you have a point?
I was going to say, I've never heard of ghee before, but do you have to make it?
No, you can buy it. It comes down to what your time is worth.
Okay.
Okay, to buy it, it's very, very expensive.
What department in the grocery store?
That would be on the ghee aisle.
Is it like in the condiment
aisle? At Sprouts, it's next to the coconut oil.
Oh, okay. Got
okay?
It.
Oh.
So next to oils.
It's very stable. All it does not need to be in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So I make it. I buy some really good grass-fed whole butter, and I make it at home. It only takes a couple minutes. It's very easy. And then I have some beautiful
ghee. Well, anything
ghee.
That starts with grass-fed butter is going to be good.
It's delicious.
I mean, that Kelly Gold butter is the best.
That's what I make it out of.
Oh, man, you make anything out of it. I could even eat a beet if you put enough of that on it.
Well, we'll work on that.
But the dilemma, Jennifer, it's the list you've posted on the cabinets. Okay, so it's just lists of food. I don't want to think through all it. Just tell me, what can I have for breakfast? What can I eat for breakfast on an empty 30?
Me and Katie will take care of you.
Recipe menu.
So set yourself up for success. As you start looking at the list, as you start running out of things in your kitchen, if it's not on the list of OK's have it, don't rebuy it. Okay, if you're looking at doing this Whole 30 in October, you run out of a salad dressing you really like, but it's not Whole 30 compliant, don't buy more. Okay, start weeding out your kitchen that way. Start eliminating. I've got some really great salad dressing recipes on my Go Conquer Facebook page.
Do they start with grass-fed butter?
No. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me. You're fired. But it comes down, again, to what your time is worth. There are meal delivery companies that will deliver dietary meals. So if you're on the paleo diet, they'll deliver paleo meals. You just have to pick that, or keto, or low carb, or Atkins, you know. So, but I was shopping some of these local delivery systems, and if you get all three of your meals delivered 5 to 7 days a week, that's almost $2,000 a month.
Woo!
So what's your time worth? Maybe you just pick 2 days a month for dinners. So you're getting, while you're going to do Whole 30 in October, maybe you have two nights a week where you order this meal system that you don't have to think about it. You say, I want chicken and I want it to be Whole 30. And it shows up.
It's no different than when you're planning.
And it's cheaper than going out.
Yeah, it is in the planning, because all you got to do is look at the recipes that are compliant and put together your grocery list and come home and fix
very
it.
How much of what we had for dinner last night would be compliant?
Do I want to know?
We had.
Do I need to get my slapping hand ready?
We had.
That was pretty good.
We had a duck meat nachos.
And well, nachos are not.
And the
sweet
chips
potato.
Were sweet potato chips. They were
sweet
nice,
potato but, chips. Okay. Half of it was covered in cheese and half wasn't. I had the cheese side. Jennifer had the sans cheese side. And then we followed that up with a made-from-scratch chicken pot pie that was really good. A little, one of our favorite little secret places called Uncorked up at Bell Road and Scottsdale Road. We kind of hang out
they
there.
They just have lots of little plates.
Yeah, little bitty things. Duck but confit.
That's fried, right?
Look at that grin.
Right? totally not compliant. Totally not compliant if it's fried. That's like number one easy rule. If it's fried, it's not there.
So now as we start running out of food that is non-compliant, if we're going to ramp up to go into the empty 30 diet starting in October, to be ready for the wedding December, in the end of December, all the things, I guess you're going to have to, when you're at the house, maybe you'll have to just start red tagging everything that's non-compliant.
The easiest way to sabotage yourself is to have stuff around that you're not wanting to have. If you don't want to be eating it, if you know you shouldn't be eating it, don't have it in the house. Self-control has a limit. At 9 o'clock, when that chocolate bar staring at you or that piece of pie that was left over from a family, whatever, at 9 o'clock, that gets real looking real good, and your self-control starts to go down. Oh, maybe I'll just have a little bite. Get that stuff out of there, okay? Those things that you're not supposed to be having, you don't want to be having, set yourself up for success, and imagine that you have the self-control of an athlete.
Speaking of that, I see one weakness with Rosie.
What?
Uh-oh. LSU football games or any football games at all. Suddenly your diet starts going, hot dog, hamburger.
Tailgate
food.
No,
it's
tailgate
gumbo.
Food.
It's gumbo.
Gumbo. A lot of gumbo.
I'll make it this time.
Oilless gumbo. Hey, you know, that's really good. All you have to do is brown the flour. It's. I can't tell the difference.
You can use ghee for the roux. The gumbos that I have made, I use ghee and arrowroot powder. And I don't.
Don't tell him. Just bring it.
I have fed him that before.
All right.
And then you can serve it over rice cauliflower for the texture, for the rice.
Gary,
rice doesn't have
Gary,
flavor
not,
anyway.
Gary, that's not like eating gumbo your mama ever
no,
fixed.
No.
I think he just needs to stay out of it. We'll feed him.
Yep, just stay out of the kitchen.
All right. Well, we're talking about how to prepare your meal, eat your meal, and still not see your utility bill skyrocket because of now the on and off peak time has moved so late. I know it aggravates me too, but I want to tell you all that we are seeing people who are following our advice on power consumption who are actually having lower utility bills than they did. Now, I do have a question for APS because if you'll look at your bill, there's a huge deduction on all of your bills for a tax adjustment. I want to find out what that is. Is that, in fact, the corporate tax reduction that Trump put in place that they're now funneling back to us? And I think they did that even – the Corporation Commission didn't even make them go through a rate review to do it. They just said, yeah, go ahead and start giving it back to them. I think that's what it's for. I'm going to have to check on that in the upcoming week and figure it out. All right, Miss Katie, well, we appreciate you coming in and helping us talk through – how all of this can work for us. And what are you going to have me down to for the wedding?
165.
Oh! I think that's what he was when we were married.
I wasn't 165 when we got married. But how about if we just say 190? Let's agree on 190, okay?
You have to obey me.
I've been as high as 218. I'm living at 200 now, and I got to get to 190.
Or 185.
190 will be great. All right. Here with Katie Stumble. We'll be right back right after this.